Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby!
Shake it up, baby!
Isley Brothers bringing this back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dawn Fotopoulos is here, ladies and gentlemen, and she's a distinguished professor at the American Management Association. She's the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, founder of the website Hidden Profit, profit.com, profit.com. Don, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to raise your profits, how to grow them 50% in 5 weeks, right?
Yeah, in five weeks.
That's a bold statement. That's a bold statement there, Lucy. Explain yourself.
I've done this about, 1,000 times.
Wow.
I've never had a situation, I hope I don't eat my words, I've never had a situation where I've looked at the profit and loss statement of a business and have not been able to find at least 50% in 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. Most of the time it's about 100%, but I can't say that because nobody believes me.
Nobody believes that, yeah. So, earlier in the previous segment, you talked about how to take care of existing customers, how to refocus on them, and spend your resources on keeping existing customers happy rather than all your marketing budget on getting new people who are going to just try to beat you down because they don't know what you're worth yet.
That's right.
So what's next?
So the first thing you have to do is you got to clean your books, right?
Yep.
You really have to make sure
clean your books, in receivables and bad debt and inventory, things like that.
Yeah, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to make sure that your income statement has expenses allocated in the right places. You have to make sure you're not double counting sales. You have to make sure that your expenses, your direct expenses, are in fact captured as direct expenses, so you know what your gross profit is. Things like that. A good bookkeeper can help you do that, and find a ProAdvisor.com. FindAProAdvisor.com is a website that's sponsored by the Intuit company. It's an Angie's List for finding bookkeepers and accountants in your area. They rate them. You'll see comments about them. It is a fabulous resource.
They'll ask you and put a fine point on the question, do you still need this? Right?
Do you still need a bookkeeper?
No, this contract that you've got here on this line item, do you still need that? Are you still using that? You're spending $1,000 a month on it,
need that. That's
right?
Exactly.
I mean,
right.
Because you'll forget about it. You'll buy stuff, enter into it, and 2 years later you're still paying for it, but you're not using it.
That's right. Or maybe you don't need the pro version. Maybe you need, a scaled back version. But all of that stuff hemorrhages cash, right? And it also affects your bottom line. So the first thing you want to do is you want to make sure your income statement's nice and clean. And then you want to look at it two ways, Jim, and nobody ever does this, okay? So if everybody listening just does this, it will affect your profitability overnight. The first thing you want to do is you want to look at your profitability by service or by product. You want to know which service or product is working hardest for you. In all likelihood, you've got the 80-20 rule operating, right? 20% of your products or services are generating 80% of your profitability. But most business owners don't know which products or services are most profitable. They think they know, but they haven't looked at the numbers because they don't know how.
And I'm going to tell you something else. There's probably a pretty good chance that they think the one that is doing the best is the one that they like to sell the most. Because every business owner has got a favorite product, favorite service, right? And
right.
it may be the one they founded their business on, and all of a sudden, 20 years later, boss, we can't make any money on this, but it's what we founded the company on. I'm sorry, sir. Nobody wants to buy this at this price anymore.
That's right. That's right, Jim. You hit it. That's right. That's right, but you've got to look at the numbers, and the data has to drive your decisions.
And yeah,
if you want to stay in business, Jim. I mean, if you want to have an expensive hobby, that's one thing. But if you want to have a business that's going to survive, that's a different decision, right?
And you got to be true to that, right? You can't nothing is sacred.
Nothing can be sacred because the marketplace is always changing.
It's indifferent to your, changing. Yeah, marketplace is indifferent to your existence, let alone your success.
Well, that's right. That's right. So the first thing is, and by the way, your customers don't care what your cost structure is. They don't really care. All they care about is, are you delivering on your promises and are you doing it better than your competition? So the first thing you have to do is you got to take a look at your net income statement by product and by service. The second thing you need to do is you need to look at your net income statement by customer. Nobody ever does this. It blows my mind. The big banks do this. You know, large, sophisticated companies do this. But small businesses never do this. They assume a big customer is profitable, and that's a wrong assumption. Because a lot of times, a big customer is actually draining you of profits and cash.
Yeah.
And why?
Especially
because
when they demand all this extra service.
All the extra
that you don't service
and
that
all
you,
the discounts.
And when that service goes out, it doesn't necessarily ka-ching. It kind of goes out incrementally, doesn't it? Kind of in a very subtle way.
Yes. Yeah. And always, for example, if you're doing business with any governmental agency, which is sort of the extreme example
right.
of that, but if you are, right, what do these guys demand? They demand that you tie into their systems, their processes, their way of doing things, which makes sense, and there are a lot of companies that are willing to do that because the ticket sizes are so large, you know, I mean, they do so much business, but it may not be profitable for you. These large companies may be requesting or requiring so much in service that you can't make any money. So
isn't the
actually,
thing that,
you could reduce your business and make more money.
Isn't the theme you should have on this thing, it's not what I make, it's what I keep.
That's right.
That's what you got to start out with, isn't it?
Yes.
Quick break. HiddenProfit.com. That's Don Fotopoulos' website. She and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Throwing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I belong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.